The Fine Art of Compromise by Asimayat, read by Tsuki Nobara, fandom White Collar. After their third wedding anniversary and the second one he'd forgotten, she'd made sure to mark the date on the calendar every year. It hadn't changed anything. After the second summer, when he'd spend all his weekends going around with socks under his sandals, she'd taken him shoe shopping at the store with the cutest college-age saleswomen and had one of them explain to him exactly why that was a crime against fashion and human eyeballs. It hadn't changed anything. After every single time that he'd worked late when he'd promised that he'd be home for dinner, she'd sat him down and explained to him that she hated sitting there feeling like an idiot while his plate got cold and he wasn't there. And not once had it changed a single thing. Now she listens while he worries about Neil breaking rules and going off on his own and stealing things and, if not lying, then not exactly telling the truth either. Elizabeth sighs. I think you're going to have to get used to it, honey. Oh, yeah? He grumbles. Why should I have to get used to him running around acting like a con artist? She can't hold back a giggle as she looks him in the eye and tells him, because just because somebody loves you, it doesn't mean they're ever going to change for you. You learn to accept that, and then you can learn to work with it.